This is Mija Riedel for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art with Nanette Laitman in her home in New York City on March 29th, 2009. This is disc number one. Thank you. May 29th, 2009, disc number one. So thank you so much for making time to do this.
Oh, it's a great pleasure.
It is a real pleasure to be here. I've been fortunate to work on the Laitman Project at the Smithsonian since 2002. First, I was collecting artist papers on the West Coast. Now I've been conducting interviews, and the artists are thrilled to be part of this. They're so thrilled to have the opportunity to tell their stories, speak about their work in their own words. The materials that have come into the archives are extraordinary. At least 40 collections of sketchbooks and personal notes and diaries and photographs. So it is a phenomenal resource that you have made possible, and we're just thrilled. So I thank you on behalf of so many people who have told me multiple times how thrilled they are to be part of the project.
Well, I've heard from many of the artists who have taken the time to write me notes or in some way communicate, and they've expressed their appreciation in many, many ways. And I'm delighted to be able to continue the project for as long as it takes to document all of the work that these wonderful people are doing. But I'd like to ask you a question now. How do the people in this field that you have contacted most recently feel about the word craft in association perhaps with a different connotation than the art world? Do they consider themselves craft artists, or are they artists? This is a part of the world that I feel needs to be changed. The project has its origins in the craft movement, but craft has changed, and the mindset of these artists have changed. And now I feel that craft is associated with the commercial fairs and with the I don't like to use the word talented, but perhaps the lesser people who have not been picked up perhaps by important galleries and have not been promoted and so forth. It doesn't denigrate their talents, but I do think that there is a very, very strong line now between the two.
And it's interesting, it's I think a wonderful question, and when artists are asked to identify themselves, they have identified themselves as artists, as designers, as metalsmiths, so there really is a continuum, I think, in terms of the way they think of themselves and their work. And I was just speaking with Mark Setsula last week, and clearly he does very specific design pieces. He does artwork as well. So I think even a single artist can see their work within the range of art, craft, and design.
Having seen the show at the museum, you cannot classify Klaus Mohi as a craft artist. The glass paintings that he has created for our show are brilliant, and they belong next to any important artist.
And this was really, I would imagine, some of your initial inspiration for getting involved with the Museum of Arts and Design, with the Smithsonian Archives of American Art.
I was hoping to raise the level of consciousness among the public that this was not a second child.
And I'd like to move us back briefly to discuss some biographical information, your own experience as a child. You were born in...
I was born in New York City.
Okay.
We moved to Westchester when I was in the fourth grade, which is a suburb.
And you were born in 1924, is that right? Okay.
I'll be 85. Before the end of the year. My parents were not collectors until much later on in their lives. They were way in the adult